That's a
hang
lot,
on. That man. One was a lot.
I need that. Get that one out of here. Yeah. I don't want
to
do that.
I was
going
to ask you to break that one down further for me, but I think we're just going to scrap it.
Yeah, that one is out. Welcome to another edition of Barstool Confessions. I'm Chaps. I got Johnny Boy beside me, and today we are going to do a little bit of religion shopping.
A little shopping?
A little shopping. We've been doing a lot of Christianity, and we said at the beginning of this show that we would not just do Christianity, but we'd jump into some that we don't really know anything about. I will say, a lot of people would assume, because I went to seminary, that we studied other religions. That just didn't happen.
I guess that makes sense, right? Because if you go, you're being a biology major. I guess I would think they give you the basics of stuff.
They give you the very basics, but it's the basics in order to convert other people. So it was this is how you manipulate somebody else. Yeah. Because they're in a cult. This is the real one. This is the real one.
They're going to love some of this stuff. hit that heavy and you'll win the Sikhs over.
Uh-huh. There was certain parts where if you're arguing with somebody who's really into philosophy, just bring up the fact that every single major religion in the world views Jesus as a prophet. If we take Jesus' words, he's either a liar or a lunatic or Lord. Those are the only options.
And wait, I don't like that. That's a 66% chance of failure then.
You don't think so? Oh, a liar or a lunatic?
Yeah, liar, lunatic, or a Lord.
Yeah, but
two of those are bad ones.
And you cross those out because every religion would say that he good teachings and was a good person. You can't be a good person if you're saying everybody that's going to heaven has got to do it through me, and that's not true.
That'd
make you a pretty bad person. when you're everything else is wrong. I'm the fella. You got to believe in me, pal. Did you know that the whole praying and asking Jesus to come into your heart is not ever mentioned in the Bible?
That would make sense to me.
It's never mentioned.
Because it was only written by his 12 friends, right? They didn't need to.
Yeah, his pals and people secondhand, that just came about somewhere, and now churches do it all the time. They're like, "Oh, you got to pray." I didn't say that anywhere. You made that up.
It feels like all of the stuff that no one likes about Catholic Church is all made up. The people don't like the praying. The people don't like the whole fucking anti-gay bigotry.
Uh-huh.
The people don't like the fucking. I guess it's really just those two things.
I think there's a lot more.
There's a lot more. I'm going off the top of my head here. Yeah. What else is there?
The big Catholic, I would say they don't enjoy the pedophilia.
The molestation really comes into play. Yeah, but that's not until later in the years.
It's true. But it's still frowned upon. Yeah, yeah. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that.
That one's not in the Bible, right? That one's just them being bad people.
Yes.
The two things that, again, aren't in the Bible but we're told are in the Bible are kind of the two main things.
I, honest to God, forgot David was fucking dudes, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was reading this in 2 Samuel, I believe it was, where he's talking about his pal Jonathan, and Jonathan got excited in the britches and pulled them down, and he said that his kiss was more beautiful than that of a woman.
Wait, David as in Saul's? Is it Saul,
yeah,
right?
King David,
King David. He was fucking dudes?
I think it shouldn't be surprising. He loves poetry, and he played the harp.
Yeah, all right.
Dad giveaway.
You play the harp, you're pretty gay.
That's pretty sus. Oh, King David on the harp. Look at that guy. There's his friend, Jonathan. And people are like, oh, it's like friends like brothers. He got tight in the britches. That doesn't happen with your brother.
No.
Well, it shouldn't. Unless you're watching porn or something, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've had it happen with a brother, but I've had it happen with a friend.
Yeah.
Kind of both sitting there, 12 years old. Mm-hmm. You get tight in the britches. There's no better way to say it.
There really isn't. I think that's the way where I'll tell my wife I'm aroused now. hey, babe, you want to come in here? I'm getting a little tight around the old pantaloons. If you want to make sure that your pantaloon section isn't filled from pubic hair, make sure you go with our friends at Manscaped. You can get the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. It's the old weed whacker for the ears, nose, and hair. It can get the crop preserver for your balls. Because those things stink.
It's 10 billion degrees outside.
I don't understand. How did balls become so smelly? Why does that happen? Because your legs aren't, and people are like, oh, because they're trapped in pants. So are your legs. They're not like super stinky.
Yeah, but I think my legs don't sweat so much. My balls do.
I know. I don't. What? Why?
I don't know. I guess.
I've been having a lot of things.
I mean, it's very dangerous, isn't it? I mean, you can't be getting hot.
No.
Killing sperm.
It's very dangerous, and you don't want to be constricted. Right. I don't anyways. That's why I go with Lawnmower 4.0. It's got a 4,000 LED spotlight, which is incredible. That's so many LED. I don't understand the LED scale. And lumens? Lumens are hot in the street at Lowe's, too.
I don't even know what a lumen is.
A lumen is like how bright something is. Like, I would imagine these things get to be like 60,000 lumens or something insane. Like, just really, really bright. But every time I go into Lowe's now, I'm looking for lights. It's like, oh, this one has 80 lumens. And I'm like, I need more lumens. Way more than
80 lumens. That's fucking.
That's a rookie number.
That's impoverished shit. I can afford 60,000 lumens, no problem.
You can get 40,000 on a Lawnmower 4.0, which is a great deal. Make sure that you go to manscaped.com with the promo code confessions. You're going to get 20% off with free shipping. That's a great deal. Your balls are going to thank you. They might actually speak. They might become like anthropomorphic balls and have like their own human personality. Which would be incredible.
That's some
if you get that
shit.
With 20% off, that's a good deal. That is a fantastic deal.
Imagine what do you think your balls would say to you if they could just like if they just started talking to you?
Enough is enough. Like this is you've gone too far with this.
Enough is enough.
Leave me alone. I'm working overtime here. It's like I never get a moment of peace.
They probably say the same thing to me. I think it'd probably be. It would be they would say, "Can you stop doing the swing thing?" Because like whenever I'm just standing, I'm always just swinging.
Yeah,
like I'm always just kind of swaying back and forth.
A little pendulum action.
Yeah, just a little bounce, bounce.
Just keeping your own beat, a little metronome.
Enough is enough.
So we wanted to get into a little bit of Taoism today, but first, before I do that, I've been having these thoughts about things that. I'm coming to the place where I can admit that I don't understand a lot. Clouds.
Uh-huh.
Like rain.
Okay.
Think about how heavy it is to carry. If you have 30 gallons of water, that's heavy.
It's impossible to carry.
But think about how much rain, how many gallons of water.
30 gallons is too much to carry, right?
That's a lot, yeah. It's like, well, in all honesty, it's 6 5-gallon buckets. Like that.
All right, I might be able to handle that. It would have to be.
But that's heavy.
But it's heavy, yeah.
But
yeah.
You're not going to hold that all day.
No.
Clouds can do that. And it's no problem. Like all of that water, it's just hanging out in the sky. And then for some reason, it starts to come out when the clouds are like, oh, no moss. I can't handle anymore. I got to get rid of this water.
Yeah, I guess I never thought about it.
Like, how does it do it?
Did you see last night, by the way, what the hell was happening here in Manhattan?
The storm?
The storm was crazy. It wasn't really raining at any point. It was just electric lightning. Like quite a lightning show.
It was downpouring here. When I left the office,
it was coming down
real hard.
Okay, yeah. I went out on my porch at one point just to kind of see it, and I was like, it's not raining out here. What the hell's happening? And it's just like the sky was just lit up. So I don't understand lightning either. I don't understand how any of it happens. I thought lightning had to come with thunder and rain.
I wonder if you can harvest lightning, like where you have renewable energy. Why can't you just put that into a battery?
Poof. I would think that you'd have to ask Thor that one. I don't.
It'd be incredible. Yeah. All right, we're going to find out some incredible things about Taoism. I don't really know anything about it. I have read, however, The Tao of Poo.
The Tao of Poop?
Yeah, Poo. Winnie.
Oh.
of Christopher Robin fame.
I thought it was like a children's book, you know? Like everybody poops. The Tao of Poop. That kind of shit.
No, there's this audiobook. You can actually find it for free on YouTube, and you. And it's Winnie the Pooh's voice, and he's talking about Taoism with, like, Piglet. And so he'll be like, well, in order for you to go, you need to really look inside yourself, Piglet. Yeah. It's incredible. The Tao of Pooh, you got to look it up.
So you must know a lot. You're underselling yourself here.
I just would like to listen to Pooh's voice. I think Pooh should be an option on, like, your Alexa devices.
That'd
like
be that. Sick.
Like,
do you know Pooh is
daily
one
news?
Of the...
From the New York Times.
He is one of the – I was shocked to figure out how high of a ranked franchise he is. Like, it's – I want to say it was – remember we did this a little while ago, Nick? He was, like, number two, right? It was, like, Mickey, then him.
Oh, I could see that. I mean, the amount of Pooh movies that there is crazy.
Oh, no, it was Pokemon was one.
Yeah.
Pokemon was one, and then I think it was another Asian franchise was two, and then I think maybe Pooh was three.
It's higher than Mickey?
I think so. It was, again, Kevin was one who brought up the list, so I haven't
Pokemon, Hello Kitty, and then Winnie the Pooh, and then Mickey Mouse after that.
Oh yeah, Hello Kitty's huge in Japan.
That's crazy to me. Because I don't know enough about Pooh like that. I didn't know. I don't know if you've ever seen a Pooh movie.
Oh, I don't think you gotta see Christopher Robin, the new one.
He's adorable.
Yeah, Pooh is so cute. Like, he just goes in there and you see him and he gets up on the counter and he starts eating honey and he's like, oh, I need a little smackerel of honey. And it just makes me so happy.
Oh man. That was one part of childhood I didn't get. I'm sure I read the books here and there, but I was not a big Pooh guy.
And legitimately, some of the lessons there, like trying hard, those are good lessons. You can take a lot of stuff from old Pooh.
Yeah. Much like Taoism.
Yeah, we got 10 things we're going to learn about Taoism. First, their humanity. This is the primary focus of Taoism is based on man's spiritual existence, whereas humanity is believed to be like a bamboo stick, as it's straight and simple by design, but has a vacant center that yearns to be filled. Ooh, that sounds pretty beautiful.
I don't hate that, yeah.
But it's flexible enough to overcome resistance and to resist the blows of nature. Being like a bamboo.
That's a pretty good one.
I like that. And bamboo smells wonderful.
Does it?
Yeah, the flowers that come from it, yeah.
You know they make bamboo shirts now, we sell them.
Yeah, they make bamboo, and super sustainable too, because bamboo grows so quickly.
Uh-huh.
Like floors and things like that that are bamboo, they're very durable and they're sustainable.
Wasn't bamboo also used for torture though? Well, obviously bamboo
like
shafts.
The shoots and everything underneath there. And you can do it like the caning comes with a bamboo stick.
But this is the one I heard about, and maybe it wasn't real, but like I want to say it was maybe in Vietnam where they would tie someone to the ground. And then the bamboo just grows so fast, it goes right through you.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
That is really fucked up. Just be like.
But I don't think we can hold that against bamboo.
No. it's a plus for bamboo. It's so strong and so fast that it can rip you apart.
But I think we would be derelict in our duties if we didn't mention that bamboo has been used for some grave purposes. Yeah. All right, number two, we got the yin yang. It's a basic belief that Taoist teaching uses the universal energy of qi, the life-giving force drawn from a dynamic interchange of polar forces, yin and yang. The flow of the qi is considered as an essential element of life's continuity, and it's believed to support and give prosperity, good fortune, and health.
Another plus. I'm still in here. Now, did you know the yin yang was the yin and the yang? Did you know that was Taoism? Because I'm learning that right now.
I did not know that, but it kind of makes me – so now it's a wash with one. I'm out on it because I don't like the way a yin-yang looks.
It's too much now. Like it's – actually, I feel like when we were younger, maybe it might be time to bring the yin-yang back. Is it yin-yang or yin and yang?
I think it's yin-yang.
It's yin.
Yin-yang?
Yin-yang.
Okay. Yeah. So but like the yin and the yang are two separate things, right? Mm-hmm. That's the black circle or the black teardrop versus the white one.
One of my old neighbors had a yin yang thing on his back porch that was made out of rocks, like permanently there. Douchey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, it was in the 90s. I feel like you couldn't go anywhere without seeing the yin yang.
Oh, that's because of not Gwyneth Paltrow, fucking Gwen Stefani. Yeah.
What? No Doubt had it.
Oh yeah, they were big into it.
I don't remember that. Okay.
I think she had like a necklace. When she was walking through the spider web, she was wearing that necklace.
I don't remember this at all, but I will take your word for it. But that's been, we've been 30 years without the yin yang. Maybe time for a comeback.
Let's put it on a shirt.
Yeah. You just sell a yin yang shirt.
Yeah. It says Barstool Confession. Number three, man's will. The man's will is not considered as the root problem of Taoism. Rather, it is believed that the man must place his will in the harmony with the natural universe. Tao's philosophy believes that the universe already works in harmony in its own ways, but if a person exerts his will against the world, then he would disrupt the harmony already exists, and he should go with the flow of life.
Oh, I love this. I
love that, too.
I love a go with the flow of life. That is prime me.
Stop trying to go against the current, they would say.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's what you do, right? When you're out in the ocean, you're drowning, you swim across. What day is it? Sorry. Thursday, okay. Sorry, I just had a panic attack and I missed therapy. I was like, ah, fuck, I did it again. But when you're out of the current, it's just swim across the ocean, not against it.
Right.
Then you come on in once you get out of the riptide.
Exactly right.
I think go with the flow. I think I accidentally might be a Tao. And like I just didn't even know it.
Well, I think you're shooting a shot a little bit. We're only on number three.
Okay. I mean, so far, I'm very in.
Yeah, I like it so far. The only real thing, I don't like the aesthetic of the yin yang. But I feel like I can get over it. It's better than a cross, I will say that.
It's like a symbol. And it's also like, you don't need the... I like the idea of the yin yang. Yeah, I'm with you. The black and white is a little... It's a little douchey. We kind of ruined it in the 90s. It's a little over it.
And it always has like this glossiness to it, mm-hmm. like whenever you see like the little shells or whatever.
When you think
make.
About it, though, it's also just a black and white cookie.
Now, I could get behind some yin yang cookies yeah. for sure. Have a little sugar cookie. I wonder if they celebrate Christmas. Number four, three jewels of Tao: compassion, kindness, and love; moderation, simplicity, and frugality; and humanity and modesty.
Wait, hang on. You just said the three things and then said nine.
So three of them, each one has three. Well, no, number three has two. So number one is compassion, kindness, and love. I like
that.
Can
get behind that. Yep.
Two, moderation, simplicity, and frugality. I don't want to be frugal.
Yeah, can't get down with the frugality. Sorry, what were the first two again?
The first two? Of moderation that. And simplicity.
I'll take simplicity. Moderation and frugality, I don't do.
I don't know. I can be okay with moderation. Frugality, I'm totally out on.
I mean,
I don't want to do that.
Well, everyone's going to be cheap? Come
yeah,
on.
No, I mean, why would I work? Like, if you are working and you make money and you do cheap shit, it makes no sense.
No, I was saying this on the podcast the other day. Everyone in the world has a money tree. Not everyone in the world, but everyone with a job has a money tree. Some trees are bigger than others. But, like, when I'm working, I'm like, well, I'll just get more money in 2 weeks. And then that's what happens. You just yeah. it just keeps coming.
Like, it does.
If you have a job, money just keeps coming to you.
Yeah, and the better you get at your job, the more money that comes.
Yeah. So frugality is out the window.
Why would you get better at your job if you're going to just be frugal?
Yeah.
What's the point?
I'll just make whatever I make X a year, and I'll just never have a great aspiration. Yeah, this seems like it's rewarding laziness.
This seems like we are like the biggest capitalists in the world right now. We're like these fucking poors. Yeah. What's the point of living? Number five, five basic movements. In the classic Taoism, matter and energy are considered to be governed by five basic movements. The strength and influence of those movements wax and wane over the course of a year, with wood peaking during the spring, fire during the summer, metal in the autumn, water in the winter. Finally, the earth asserts its presence most powerfully during the periods of the start of each season.
Ooh. Love it.
Oh, I love that.
What were the other? It was fire in the winter, fire in the summer.
Yeah, so we got wood peaking during the spring, fire during the summer, metal in the autumn, and winter has water.
Oh.
I would have switched those up. I would have done wood in the winter and water in the spring.
I think that makes sense, but if the wind, if like I would guess if they're saying that winter brings snow, then there's snow there.
Yeah.
Summer brings heat, fire. So I can see them both. Or because summer's wood.
Yeah, summer's wood.
Okay.
Our wood is spring. It's fire, summer.
Fire, summer. Okay.
That tracks.
Yeah.
Fire,
yeah.
Summer. They nailed that one. The other two, we can switch it up, I guess. Up. But it's not really, I just think it could have been worded better, honestly. Number six, belief in deity. Taoists believes that the supreme being, which they call the ultimate truth, is beyond words or any conceptual understanding, but the name of the Tao is the way. The power of the way is referred as Ti. These Tao and Ti are the central concepts of Taoism. Tao is described as the divine way of the universe, and Ti is the power of the Tao, and it's the power to bring the Tao into rationalization.
Whoa.
Ooh, that's
hang
lot.
On, that one was a lot.
I need that. Get that one out of here. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
I was
going
to ask you to break that one down further for me, but I think we're just going to scrap it.
Yeah, that one is out. Belief in deity, done. Yeah. Dunzo. Incarceration, or incarnation and death, very different from incarceration. Taoists do not believe that God resembled a human, neither do they have any particular meaning for death. Taoism teaches that humans should accept life and death as complementary and important aspects of the Tao or the way. Death should not be feared, but it should also not be desired. Life and death in Taoism are like yin and yang, that is from being to non-being.
I'm in and out on that. There are parts of it where I like it, but I do like the idea that there is nothing. It's what, if I'm getting that right.
Yes.
It seems like there is no afterlife. It's just like enjoy life and then you're going to live for a little while, and then you're going to die, and don't worry about getting somewhere else.
And you have this, some aspects of this comes up in Christianity and certain parts of Christianity or certain denominations where they would say it's called It just escaped my brain. It's called Annihilationism, where they don't believe that there is a heaven or earth, and they believe that whenever the Bible talks about heaven, there's three layers of the heavens in Greek, and that was like eternal heaven, heavens in the sky, then heaven here on earth, and earth could be called heaven at certain times and periods too. So they would have this where it was annihilationism, where your soul just basically stops existing.
I think I'm into that. I think I'm. I don't know if it's annihilation. What do they call this in Taoism?
They called it the way.
The way. Yeah. Okay. I also, whichever one you want to call it, I do like, hey, just have fun while you're here. And then when you die, don't worry about things. You're going to be dead. Who cares?
But I don't feel like parents are going to like this as much, because you do like the scary shit.
Yeah,
because
you got to teach like, about, well, Big Brother. And then
you get more cookies, you're going to go to hell.
The deep state and fucking, they got it now. They got it with the fucking Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah.
Which is like, remember that? And Santa Claus.
We talk about that on Podfathers. You can't bring out Santa too early in the season or you'll shoot your Santa load. You got to have just the right timing.
It is wild that we just teach kids. Like, someone is watching you at all times.
There's this fat old white dude with a beard, and he wears pajamas everywhere, and he has a bunch of reindeer and a bunch of little people over them, and they make toys. And he watches you all the time.
Every
he knows what you're doing.
Day he's watching you.
What? Just the idea of telling kids about hell seems really fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you never see – somebody's not going to bring their kids to watch American Psycho, right? Like,
right,
you'd be like, that's fucking insane. Let's go to church when you're three. They're going to talk about people going to hell. You're like, okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's a nice motorcycle. Number eight, good and evil. Good and evil do not have any particular position in the eyes of Taoism. Rather, Taoists see the interdependence on the dualities. To understand the notion of good and evil like a Taoist does, one needs to be able to differentiate between the concept of evil and the reality of evil. Taoists believe that when someone labels something as being good, then they automatically create an evil. Any action as expected to save some negatives, yin, and some positivity, yang. I think they're getting too much in their heads here.
Okay, so if you call something good, you automatically create something bad?
Yeah, because in your brain, you can't stop your brain from thinking something's good.
Yeah. But
does it have to be an outward
water
expression?
This right now is great.
Right. Does it have to be an outward expression? Like, is it still turning into bad if you just think it? Because you can't control that.
No. That's like the old, like, don't think of an elephant. When you think of an elephant.
Yeah.
Like, don't think that's good. Well, it's good. I don't know what to tell you. Like, that. I have literally no control over things I enjoy.
Yeah, I want to be, and I don't feel like that really meshes with really appreciating everything.
Right.
Because there are some things that are inherently bad.
And you can also, you can appreciate things if you're not declaring them good. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not sharing what you find good with other people, I don't think you're really appreciating
it. My friend, that's one of the love languages. It's called word of affirmation. I love that. Like, that's probably my biggest thing, that when people talk about physical touch or gifts and words of affirmation, that's mine, is words of affirmation in my relationships.
I think mine is gifts.
See, I don't care about gifts.
I don't care about gifts, but I don't care about the other things either. So, like, what I like the most is the thing. I do not like physical touch. Physical touch, I'm out on. It is not fun for me.
Yeah, you're not a hand holder.
No. Because I'm just, like, always, like, kind of hot. I run really hot. And when people are touching me, I'm like, you're making me really uncomfortable. I'm just getting hotter right now. And then words of affirmation, you know, everyone likes to hear something nice, but I also don't believe you. So you're wasting your breath.
But when you're first in a relationship and then you, like, take it to the next level, I do feel like it is an awesome moment when you can be like, listen, I don't want to cuddle right now. I'm just too fucking hot.
Oh,
like, and when the other person's not offended, they're like, cool, yeah, you're hot. I'm going to just scoot over to my side. And then you really never go back to the constant cuddle stage ever again. It's over. Fast. Like, you have, like, that moment, I guess, like 2 months in where you're like, look, I appreciate you still being over here, and, like, what you just did to my penis was cool, but like, can you scooch it a little bit? This duvet is just not breathing.
It's just so goddamn hot. It's crazy. And then, but, like, words of affirmation, like, if you're like, oh, you're great, I love you, I'd be like, I don't believe you. So it's just a waste of time.
I think that we need to explore that. I think that's something.
Yeah, it's a little deeper.
When you keep that psychology appointment, I think that's something that you might want to bring up. Everybody tells me they like me. I don't believe it would have.
Yeah, I mean, like, why would they?
Do they know me? I know they're lying. Number 9 is salvation. The Taoists do not believe in salvation, and they do not have any specific practice about it. They believe that there is nothing that one could be saved from, and the belief of salvation means one believes in damnation in the same manner as the belief of good results in evil.
Okay, but that's kind of what they're doing, the same thing again. But like, in order for something good to exist, a bad thing has to exist, which I guess is the way, which I understand. But I mean, this is just, it almost feels like they're just getting like wordy. Yeah. Like they're like, we got to hit 10 because this is essentially what like they already said.
They got 10 commandments over there. We got to have something.
I mean, we have 6.
That's a clean 10. It's a real clean 10. I could have gone with 5, honestly. Yeah. Like, it's if I go into a religion and you're like, you got 10 things you can't do. I'm like, well, that seems like a lot. We only got 5. I'm in.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Like, this is just, I mean, it's when we talk about like annihilationism or the way, but like, this is just the same thing. It's salvation can't exist without damnation.
Oh, there's another aspect of salvation too. Mm-mm. They believe that not excessively pursuing material wealth or prestige will lead one to a joyful life. I feel like this is an easy way out for people to be lazy.
I think you're right, but also I think you're wrong.
Okay.
So we put the good and the bad out there.
Right.
Because, like, I mean, like, there definitely is an aspect to working hard and being like, well, this is just all I do. It's like one of my favorite fucking, I can't think of the word for it. Not a metaphor.
Analogy?
Not analogy, but
parable.
Parable, sure, yeah. With the man in Mexico, the fisherman, and the guy's like, "You're a great fisherman. Like, you should start a business selling fish." And he's like, "All right, then what do I do?" He's like, "Well, you grow that business." And he's like, "Well, then what do I do?" He's like, "Well, then you get really big and really rich, and then what do I do?" He's like, "Well, then you go fish on your off days." He's like, "Yeah, no, I just do that already, though. So why do I have to work that hard to do everything? Where like I'm doing the reward. Like I'm doing what happens when you get very successful businesses. So like why would I go?" And chase that dream. I think there was Jay Caspian King had a very interesting. He was a guy who worked for the New York Times. He did an article on. I think it was part of my take, but there was Barstool as a whole. And he was talking. I believe if I'm just like going through his social media stuff, I believe he just moved back to California, and he's just a skate bro, surfer. I think he's in his 40s, so he's not really.
Oh yeah, I do remember this story. Yeah.
And then he's like, I just wish someone had told me when I was younger, like. You don't have to chase your dreams. Because he's like, I wanted to be a writer, and then I realized I didn't like writing, and I just liked hanging out surfing and working in a surf shop. Like, why was so much pressure put on me to become successful when I was already happy?
Yeah, I think it depends on, like, what field you're in there, like, and if you can do something that you really enjoy. Like, I do feel bad not necessarily feel bad, but I can understand how you lose interest in something, even if you're really good at it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you can be... I was really good at being a dog handler. I didn't want to fucking do it anymore. Even though it was a great job, I still love dogs. I love doing all that. I didn't want to do it anymore. You could see that sometimes with athletes like Calvin Johnson, who in our brains are like, how in the fuck can you step away from $35 million to play wide receiver because you're tired of playing?
He's like, well, I already had $100 million.
Like, so. You already have all that money. And
I have more money than my grandkids will be able to spend.
He's probably played football every fucking day, or thought about football every day since the time he was like 4 years old.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having a hobby that long or something that I like to do. I don't like doing anything that I liked to do 5 years ago except sex. That's it.
And even that, you can take it or leave it.
Yeah, and I'm not like obsessed with it like I used to be. I'm lying. Number 10. The immortals. The primary importance of the spiritual being is given to the immortals, known in Chinese. In the Chengshu, I think that's Chengshu, these perfect beings are known to dwell far away in a troubled place where they experience an effortless existence, or an untroubled place where they experience an effortless existence. They are believed to be ageless and are believed to eat nothing but air, drink nothing but dew, and enjoy the power of flight. These powerful beings are believed to be revered in the group of 8 mortals who said they have been born on the day of the Tang Dynasty. I gotta say...
But this is just the Marvel movie that's coming out.
I was just about to Google that. I think that's the exact plot.
Yeah, I think Stan Lee kind of snaked this one away from Taoism.
Like, if you look into some of his stuff, he snaked a lot.
Like, There's, I mean, that's just the movie. They're eight immortals who watch over the earth and basically keep things in check, right? I think if I
that seems to be what this is. But I don't. I gotta say, I don't want to eat air. I don't want
to.
Well,
but you're not an immortal. You don't have to.
But I would. Could I ever get to be an immortal?
I don't think so. I think they just.
Oh, if I can't like achieve something great, I don't want to do it. Like, I think that's the real appeal of Mormonism, where you could be your own god eventually.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't have that in Catholicism. Mm-mm. You can never become a god.
You do,
I guess you can become
supposed to sing and shit all the time. My voices start to hurt. I don't want to do that.
You can become a priest, I guess. Or, I guess the Pope is kind of the fucking, he's as godlike as you get.
I asked one of my like mentors when I was growing up, like, so what do you actually believe heaven is like? Because the Bible doesn't really talk a lot about it. Like, it gives some pictures and illustration. And he was like, I'd imagine it's just like hanging up there and praising God all the time. And all I could think about is, that's the best we got. It's like singing all the time.
That sucks.
Like, I want to, there's nothing like jet skis or nothing. Like, I want to do that.
What's the point having all the water in the clouds if we can't use a jet ski up there?
But it would be sick. Somebody needs to design a religion where everything that you want to do, that you enjoy, you're able to do it. Like, if I could get someplace where I could be like a really good rollerblader, where I could do like tricks and shit. Like, if you're like, hey, chaps, and when we're both in heaven, like, what are you doing? I'm about to do a 1,200 spin. Check this out. And then I do it. Or then I'm like, hey, check me out. I'm about to do that Simone Biles run that she did at the Olympics. Like, check this out. Watch all these flips. You'd be like, holy shit. You just do whatever you want. It'd be amazing. But these dudes are fucking eating air, drinking dew.
The immortals are. But then also just the idea of the immortals keeping things in check. If they do anything, then they're influencing. So that's not keeping things in check.
They probably got promo codes and shit.
like if you just do one thing, you're influencing how the world works. So therefore, you're not keeping things in check and balance. You're driving the bus.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, if we're doing the butterfly effect type thing, we're like, okay, saving this one person's life is going to change 1,000 people's lives for the rest of their life. So if you, I think, like in the trailer, there's something where like they move someone out of a bus. I was like, okay, well, that's going to affect a lot of people down the line. So you're not really keeping it in check. You're just, you're throwing it out of whack.
Yeah. And there is that aspect, I think, in most major religions where the supreme beings are in charge and they can control everything, but they don't. Which, to me, like, that answers the old question. Like, would you go back in time and kill baby Hitler? God had every opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
Didn't do it.
Dude,
you need to ask him about that. Like, you could have fucking sniped this little baby.
what was his name? Rude Jude. Rude Jude was on ATI. Yeah. It's one of the all-time answers. Where he was like, nah, man, I like the American middle class. Do you guys not? And it was like, he's like, think about it. In the 40s, like, that's how the American middle class got started, was like having to build all the shit for the war and stuff. And I was like, Jesus, that's fucking dark. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't take care of it. I just let it's dead now, but it was alive for a little while.
Yeah, that's a dark spot to end it on. So that's Taoism. Overall, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up for me, too.
Thumbs up, big time.
I'm now a Taoism guy. Yep. What are we called? Taos?
I would say Taoist.
Taoist?
I think it's Taoist. Let me Google it.
Whatever it is, that's what we are.
What we're going to call
ourselves. Oh, it is Taoist. It's right here. Taoist. Yeah, okay. Taoist ideas have become popular, so you are a Taoist.
All right. I am definitively a Taoist until our next religion.
I'm pretty sure they're the ones that started Tai Chi as well.
Yes.
Super. Yeah, that's based off like the movements and stuff.
But also, this is hard because like we are cheating a bit. In the sense that we're just reading the top tens, because like we're essentially reading a religion's pamphlet.
So oh, like, yeah. That's how they get you.
We're just going to tell you the good stuff.
Yeah. We're going to find out something real fucked up eventually. Yeah. They were like, well, actually, those things that eat air, it's from your butt. They actually just feed off of farts. It's disgusting. All right. We'll see you next week, guys. Thanks.
That's a better spot to end on. Thank you.